Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Chrissy. So I know some people has been saying that, you know, the recent topics has been pretty depressing, and I'm really sorry about that. I thought there are a lot of like meaningful videos that I really wanted to share with you guys. And so today we have a video that is more related to recent news, and it's called What is Bitcoin? So I don't know if you guys saw in the news, or perhaps your friends are one of the victims as well. Recently, there are computer viruses locking up your files, and I think it's called WannaCrypt or WannaCry, something like that. And it asks you for a Bitcoin that values pretty much $300. They ask you to wire them the $300 value of Bitcoin, or else they are going to lock up your files like forever, and that you don't get to see your files anymore. And I know a lot of people actually paid for it, and a lot of people don't actually have the ability to afford $300 for a file. But anyways, let's take a look at today's sentence. Compared to other alternatives, Bitcoin have a number of advantages. Bitcoins are transferred directly from person to person via the net without going through a bank or clearinghouse. This means that the fees are much lower, you can use them in every country, your account cannot be frozen, and there are no prerequisites or arbitrary limits. Compared to other alternatives, Bitcoins have a number of advantages. Bitcoins are transferred directly from person to person via the net without going through a bank or clearinghouse. This means that the fees are much lower, you can use them in every country, your account cannot be frozen, and there are no prerequisite or arbitrary limits. 那我们首先来看的呢是 compare。compare 呢指的是比较的意思，它的重音呢在 PARE 这边发 air 的音。air 呢这边是轻轻的 a 的音，微笑的嘴型。那 COM 这边是短音的 compare. 举例来说呢， I don't think you can compare an appetizer to an entree because they are totally different things. 我不认为呢你可以把开胃菜呢跟主餐相比，因为它们是非常不一样的事情。那它的名词呢则是 comparison. comparison 它的中音是在 PA 的地方发 pad 音， COM 一样是发短音 com， 那 RI 这边是发短音 a comparisoncomparison 后面 son 的有一个 zen 的感觉，那它就是对照。那我们可以说 The comparison of pros and cons need to be made before you make a decision， 也就是说呢你做决定之前呢最好比较一下两者的优缺点。再我们要来看的是 alternative。 alternative 呢指的是另外的选择，它其实中文的解释很抽象，就是说诶另外一个东西这种感觉。那我自己喜欢把它解释成就是除了你现有的这个东西之外呢，你是不是有其他的选择这种感觉。我们可以说I know this doesn't seem like a smart plan, but right now we currently don't have any other alternatives. 虽然这个计划呢听起来不是这么的明智，可是呢现在我们真的没有其他选择了。再我们来看的是 transfer。 transfer 呢指的是搬啊或者是转换的意思，中文在 fer 的地方 transfer 搬或者是转换的意思。像是我们可以说 You should transfer all your files onto your hard drive before your computer is invaded by virus。 在你的电脑被病毒入侵之前呢，你就应该要把你的一些档案呢搬到你的硬碟上面。再我们要来看的是 transaction。 transaction 呢指的是交易，它的重音在 sa 的地方，可是是发 z 的音，发 zack。 zack transaction 是交易的意思，那它跟 transfer 很像，因为我们看到 trans 的字首呢都有一个转换的感觉，像是 transportation 是交通， transaction 是交易，那像是 translation 呢则是像是翻译，因为都把两个语言转换过来，就是教大家认识一下 trans 这个字首。所以就算你可能看到这一个字呢你不确定它的意思，可是你看到 trans 的字首，你大概可以猜到是把两个东西互换，像是 transplant 呢就是移植的意思。再我们来看的是 prerequisite。 prerequisite 呢指的是不可或缺的，那它我们去掉 PRE 来看的话呢是 requisite。 requisite 呢就是必需品，那 prerequisite 就是说诶在必需品之前的东西，也就是说更不可或缺的。它也可以当作是某些东西的比如说像是先决条件啊或者是必要条件。举例来说呢 He promised to keep a secret under the prerequisite that I be completely honest. 他答应我呢会保守这个秘密，可是先决条件呢就是说我要永远对他诚实。最后我们要来看的是 arbitrary。 arbitrary 呢指的是武断的，它的重音在 AR 的地方发 R 的音， BI 发短音 ARB， 那 TRI A 这边是发 arbitrary 是武断的，像是我们可以说一些 arbitrary categories， 就是说武断的分类。那这个可以用在一些像是可能有人会被歧视啊或什么，你会帮别人贴标签，比如说他可能是像是因为他的人种，因为他的宗教，或是因为他的性别而有一些武断的标签，就是 arbitrary categories。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more timeCompared to other alternatives, Bitcoins have a number of advantages. Bitcoins are transferred directly from person to person via the net without going through a bank or clearing house. This means that the fees are much lower and you can use them in every country. Your account cannot be frozen and there are no prerequisites or arbitrary limits. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!